From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Nearly 2,000 conservatives have assembled here in Washington for the Values Voter Summit. It's an annual event organized by groups such as the Family Research Council and Focus on the Family. This year, many of the participants are feeling under siege since Democrats control both Congress and the White House. But as NPR's Scott Horsley found, they are promising a religious and political revival in 2010.
Welcome to the 2009 Values Voter Summit, the beginning of the comeback in America for our values.
Indiana Congressman Mike Pence was one of the first speakers at the Values Voter Summit, which runs through Sunday and features workshops such as global warming hysteria and countering the homosexual agenda in public schools. The participants' own agendas vary, but they're united in their suspicion of just about everything that's happening in Washington, from propping up the auto industry to remaking health care. Here's Congressman Pence.
And the American people will not stand for government-run insurance that uses taxpayer money to fund abortions in this country.
These self-described values voters are a key constituency for any aspiring Republican politician. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty are speaking this weekend. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin was invited but didn't show. Arkansas governor-turned-TV host Mike Huckabee was on hand today. He was the darling of religious conservatives in last year's GOP primaries. Even though they were outmaneuvered, he told the crowd, there's no reason to give up.
I think sometimes we may look around and think that those of us who are conservative, and particularly who are believers, may feel outnumbered, outgunned, outfinanced. But I think we need to remember that our power has never been in our pocketbooks, but in our Creator.
More than one speaker today invoked the biblical story of David and Goliath as a way of inspiring this audience not to feel powerless in the face of what they see as big, godless government. The message worked for Renee Parker, an architect from Virginia.
Actually, I feel like Goliath, because I think there is a Goliath out there in independents and conservatives, and I think they've awakened the sleeping Goliath.
This is Parker's first time at a Values Voter Summit. She said she came because she feels frightened by what she sees as a slide to the left since President Obama took office. Like nearly everyone here, Parker is white, but she bristles at former President Jimmy Carter's suggestion that such criticism is racially motivated.
I didn't support Obama because I didn't think he had the experience, but I was very happy that a man of color was elected, and so I was willing to give him a chance, but I don't like what I'm seeing. It's scary to me. I have three children. I want to give them the same country that my parents gave to me.
Kim Simic stands nearby, wearing a shirt emblazoned with a quote from Ronald Reagan. If we ever forget we are one nation under God, the shirt says, we'll be one nation gone under. Simic and a group of like-minded voters from northern Wisconsin had the shirts made special for their trip here.
We started a group called Northwoods Patriots. And we are, our slogan is standing up for faith, family, and country.
Simic trains horses for a living and writes patriotic children's books, some of which are on display here. Like many of those at the summit, she's enjoying the company.
I mean, I just feel you gain a lot of strength by knowing that there's this many people out there networking, trying to combat what is happening to our country right now.
Simic says she represents what she calls the moral majority of average Americans who are about to wake up and start swinging again. When they do, she says, everybody better watch out. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.